Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking about the JBS hack in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. You might call it a one-day black swan event. The cyber attack on JBS impacting 23% of the nation's beef slaughter for a single day. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. Daryl, what do you think the overall impact is and will likely be in the days to come?
Well, I think what we're finding out is that this is going to be, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively minor disruption from an industry perspective, from a market perspective, certainly not to the company and probably not to some of their business partners, either buyers or sellers that they deal with. But, the initial uncertainty was frightening. The markets reacted accordingly, particularly futures markets, because that is part of what their job is, to kind of anticipate the worst before it happens. And then as we get more information, we find out that we're going to get back online and appear to have gotten back online for the most part. Those fears subside. Markets, get over that uncertainty factor. And the reality is, I don't think this is going to have major supply disruptions. Not to say there aren't any, but I think nothing really major. Certainly not the kind of thing that we would detect in overall either market levels or anything that a consumer would see in terms of any disruption of supplies in their markets that they would be looking for beef products.
I know that, of course, one of the things that the media has latched onto is the quick jump up both Tuesday, Wednesday of wholesale box beef prices up significantly on choice and select, but it's been going up anyway. I mean, it seems like we've already got it at elevated levels.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're operating in an environment here of strong demand pull in those markets. Cash markets also reflect that uncertainty. So anybody that found themselves the timing in one sense was kind of, sort of bad from a post-holiday standpoint. So there's some pipeline refilling that normally goes on. And anybody that feared that they might be caught short because of that need to refill pipelines after the holiday weekend probably reacted and that drove those things. Now, I would make the other comment that in terms of the potential disruption of this whole thing, I think it's actually probably fortunate that the cyber attack shut down their systems on Sunday of a Memorial holiday weekend, where in effect, there was one day of no impact because they were already not going to be operating in North America. Not true necessarily under Canada or Australian operations, but at least in North America, they sort of had 24 hours head start on addressing the problem. And that probably helped in terms of minimizing the disruption in the marketplace.
When you continue to look at this market overall, Daryl, I know that there are detractors that continue to point to cattle prices versus beef prices, and they pointed to this immediate situation with JBS as well. But they continue to say that cattle prices are simply not reflecting what beef prices are telling us what they ought to be.
Well, in some sense, that's true, because we have this physical barrier that does, in fact, disconnect the wholesale beef market from the fed cattle market. There is simply not the capacity at the packer level right now to make the kinds of adjustments that would normally happen and would bring those two markets back into alignment. So as long as we have this surplus of fed cattle that we're working our way through, but until that drops below the capacity constraints, we're going to continue to see this. You can call it a disconnect, because in some sense it truly is a disconnect, and it's there simply because we have a limited or a capacity constraint that's keeping us from making that connection that should normally be there.
I know that the media impact, we've seen some of that, and a lot of it has been the media splash of JBS and the hack. In about, 2 weeks or so down the road, will we really have any of the hangover from this at all, you think?
I think in terms of this, probably not. I think it'll work its way. Again, I'm sure there's some individual markets and specific market situations where there's some ripple effects here that will take a few days to work out. And again, JBS lost a day and a half roughly of slaughter, I think in most cases. So there's some readjustments on, on the procurement side and on the processing side, as well as on the product side. But those things will pass pretty quickly out of the marketplace. So I don't think they'll last, more than a few more days.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.